It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Bobby Clark is founder and president of Sustainable Business Ventures, a nonprofit working to develop businesses, social enterprises, environmental literacy training, and entrepreneurial training. In part one of his conversation with Tom Martin, Clark discusses his work to help a Kentucky community overcome tragedy.
Of course, what we're referring to there is West Liberty's powerful tornado of 2012. Tell us what you're doing in West Liberty.
We're excited about the opportunity. We've spent the last couple of years there working with Jonathan Miller and local officials to develop a new strategy, a new focus for West Liberty, building back an ecotourism town built on the close approximation of the Red River Gorge and Cave Run Lake. They're 25 and 45 minutes away, respectively. The Licking River is two blocks from downtown West Liberty. So what we want to do is restructure that town. And what we've come on to begin this decade or more long process, probably two decades process of transforming the town, is we want to build four net zero homes. These homes would have solar and geothermal power on them so that the future homeowners will not have to pay their electric bills. And this is going to be focused on low-income families that were displaced by the tornado in that community. And what we're trying to do is develop a model, a national replicable model for post-disaster recovery. But more importantly than that is it also can be used for many, many towns in Appalachia and across the country that have been devastated economically to relook at how you define yourself and grow your community and use these principles.
Change on that scale is often very difficult for people to accept. Along comes a devastating tornado, which leaves little choice in the matter. Are you finding that in the aftermath of that tornado, there is a more receptive attitude about this kind of thing?
After such devastation, communities like Joplin and places like Greensburg, Kansas, and others are looking for something. They're looking for a vision because it takes time to do that. So, yes, I think there was an openness. We use the example of Greensburg, Kansas, that in 2007 was wiped off the planet by an EF5 tornado. Three buildings of this 1,400 population community was wiped off the planet. And what the community decided to do was rebuild a sustainable green community. And they got a wind farm in and they now have 31 green buildings and 12 of those are LEED certified. And before the tornado, 40,000 visitors came to this small town in Kansas. Now over 100,000 people come from around the world to visit to see how this town transformed itself. And that's the vision we want to work with community leaders in West Liberty to create.
And at what stage in the process is West Liberty right now?
We're in the early stages of the process. Thanks to a New Market Tax Credit program, Chase Bank put up $5 million and they leveraged insurance proceeds and everybody got together to develop a $27 million program to rebuild some of the buildings, the government-related buildings or community buildings that were destroyed, including a new brand-new health and wellness center that's going to be built. The Commercial Bank of West Liberty was destroyed in the tornado and they've decided to build back a green or LEED gold bank. They're going to use geothermal to power this bank right in the corner of downtown West Liberty.
You can hear part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Bobby Clark next Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.